Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
That brings me to 25 past four. It is time for the COVID slot. What an inelegant name that is for our slot. But on the line is Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center in Johannesburg. Daniel, I know we've agreed to talk about certain things, but I just wanted your take on the cancellation of RAGE. I would imagine you are happy with that.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. I mean, interestingly, as the Gauteng GP collaboration, we actually wrote an article about this, and we went as far as taking it to school principals, headmasters and headmistresses to ask them to please encourage their students not to go on RAGE. And this was months ago. And the interesting thing is we actually had quite a lot of backlash from the organizers of RAGE, who told us that we were threatening their business. And so it's been an ongoing fight for us. And it's really, and I think that the president's really made a good, a fight in a positive way when he brought it up on national TV. And I think that it's an absolute blessing that this thing is not going to happen.
Well, the problem in my mind, Daniel, is it happened too late because many of them are already there. 36 have tested positive and somehow they need to get back. So I presume that they're all going to board aeroplanes during the course of the day.
And this is exactly what happened last year. With people coming back on airplanes. And interestingly, I mean, if you look again, what we were discussing yesterday about, like, you know, the real human nature but behind these things, again, like, this was purely a business decision to carry on with RAGE. And I think that when the liability became too high in terms of seeing people testing positive, the decision was then made to quickly back out of it. But we are, as you rightly say, already in a bit of trouble because these are already events that have started and shouldn't be happening at the moment.
All right, so let's move on to the topic for the day, which is should children get vaccinated?
So we keep bringing up this topic, but I thought it was interesting to see that, you know, in the countries, we're talking now about the 5 to 11-year-olds, because we've already largely dealt with teenagers. The 5 to 11-year-olds we're seeing in the countries that that are doing it, that, you know, we're seeing that there's been a big uptake in children who are getting vaccines. And yes, those people are wary about vaccines. Of sure, they haven't had the vaccine inside their bodies for 5 years, but we've certainly seen that from a short-term perspective, they are tolerating vaccines well. And just as adults have a decreased infection, chance of transmission and getting it, so are they. So the interesting thing is that in our GP practice and in general, like other GPs and pediatricians across Joburg are seeing a lot of kids with COVID-19 now. And presumably it's the new variant of COVID-19. And whether we're worried about the kids or we're not worried about the kids, the point is that they can get it and they can spread it. So if we're going to look at this from a purely societal level or community level, we need to get our children vaccinated so that we are able to curtail the spread of this virus.
Daniel, I hear you. And as always, thank you for your input today. I'm not sure if you're going to be finishing the week with me tomorrow. I'm not sure. You seem to be going AWOL on Thursdays, but thank you for your input this week.
Ciao, Simon.